Heavenly Kernels, and you're from where?
We're from Cranbrook.
Good, thank you. Talk about prep time to get ready for the market then, and it sure smells good and they can't smell that on the radio.
Well, we come out here at 8:30 in the morning and we have nothing on our shelves, and so we start getting the kettle going as soon as we can and start filling those bags so everyone has some fresh, freshly popped kettle corn.
Right. How did you get into the popcorn business?
Well, I grew up doing markets, and I always saw the kettle corn guy and the lineups that form at the kettle corn business guy, and I saw a chance to get into it. A local guy was selling, and I ended up buying his business, and I've been doing it for about 3 years now.
Nice, and it seems to be a family affair. You're starting them young.
Yeah, no, this is going to be a great business for my kids. My oldest is working with me today, and we're waiting for the other ones to get a little bit bigger to be helping me out.
Nice, fun. Do they have any favorite flavors that they really like?
Oh, man, I make a berry blast. I didn't make it today. It's colorful like rainbow. They always love that one, but everyone always loves the sweet and salty kettle corn as well.
I think that's the one I'd go for, that combination of sweet and salty. That's the best.
I totally agree. It is my number one seller for sure.
For people listening here on a Monday morning, how can they get you if they miss you at the market? Do you set up as many places as you can, Corey?
So I will be at the Kimberley Market. I'll also be at the Baines Lake Market when it starts up in June. So for now, I'm doing the Cranbrook markets in the spring and in the fall, and then I'll be in Baines Lake in Kimberley.
That's all we need. Thank you. That's great. Thank you.